You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Coaches, as we start off our seasons, I was reminded of a situation that I faced years ago in coaching that had a lot to do with the current situation I'm working through with one of my players. And this certain player years ago invested tons of time into him. He had a bit of a troubled past, tough family life, and was coming into a program and had a real hard time with maturity and discipline and being on time and engaging and connecting with his teammates. And I found myself getting tired of it. I tried everything. I poured myself into this kid. I worked with him. I showed him grace. I showed him tough love. We had meetings after meetings, and it just felt like whatever I did, nothing would work. And I finally got to the point where I was talking to a friend, and I was just like, I met with this player, and I was explaining to my situation. I said, I met with this player, and I kept asking, why are you always late? Why are you having such a hard time getting to class? Why are you having such a hard time showing up to meetings or coming to team functions? Why is this so difficult? I kept asking why. And my friend, as I told him this story, just kind of paused and looked at me and just said, Shane, well, what if you asked him what is hard about those things instead of why he's not doing them? And when he said that, I just paused back and just thought, and why didn't I think about that before? And so I went back to this player and asked him, instead of asking him why, because he didn't know why, he didn't know how to help get himself out of this cycle. And I started asking, I was like, what is hard about all those things? What is hard about getting to class on time? What is hard about waking up early? What is hard about showing up to practice on time? What is hard about hanging out with your teammates? And instead of putting him on the spot with why, he was able to then explain to me what he was feeling in those situations instead of trying to figure out why, because he didn't know why either. So he was asking the same question that I was asking of him. But as soon as I changed one word, I changed my question from why to what, we started connecting a little bit better. So coaches, maybe you're in a similar situation that I was a few years ago with this player, where you're asking, why isn't he doing all these things? But maybe the question, maybe this might help, is just start asking, well, what? And it might help you connect with that player and make some progress in that situation. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Reach out to us at thriveonchallenge.com. We would love to hear from you.